You're listening to the Floodgates Podcast. Today we have a special episode. My name is Joey Brake.
And I'm Kenton Brake.
And we're so happy to be here with you. At the moment you're listening to this episode, we are at FG Kids Camp 2024. That's right. We're talking about Imagine. And I know it's already a great time. I know all the kids are probably loving it. So as you're listening right now, be praying for us as we're with all these FG kids, just sharing the light and love of Jesus with them.
Yeah, and episode 6, what a special moment. Right in the middle of the year where we get just to reflect and communicate and really have a conversation. I love these podcasts because we can just share our heart and nothing's scripted. It's just from our heart and from God's word, and it's so good to be with you again.
Yeah, it's summer officially. School is out.
It's hot in Florida.
Hot in Florida. We are here in the sunny, sunshine state of Florida, and I'm excited for the summer, everything God is going to do. We have future summer camp coming up in July. Every Sunday, I feel like we have something special going on, so make sure, get into community this summer. I know a lot of people travel, and I love that. It's one of my favorite things to do, but when you come back from your trips, make sure get into a group, get into community, get to church, come to a gathering, and I think this summer is going to be really, really special. Today, we're talking about resilience, and you recently gave a message on this idea, I think, characteristic that I think is really important that we should live by. But you really gave an incredible message a couple of Sundays ago. And today I know we were talking what we wanted this episode to be about. And I think there's so much more that we could talk about, so much more in depth you could go into. So today we kind of wanted just to continue that conversation. If you didn't hear the message, you can go to our YouTube channel, Floodgates Church. You can listen to the whole message there on resilience. But today we want to dive a little bit deeper. Maybe you can break it down a little bit, what you talked about, and then we could kind of start there.
Yeah, I think it started with the question, what do you want to do or what can you do when you want to run, but you're called? And this word resilience stood out to me as I was preparing because as believers, as followers of Jesus, we're called to go. And the word actually translated there in Matthew 28, when you go and make disciples of all nations, it's really as you go. So as you live your life, as you go through difficulties, as you go through obstacles and pressures in life, we have to be resilient. And I love this word because really the definition has three meanings to it. The first one is that you would have the resilience to understand that you can adapt to the pressures around you, that stressors come in your life, whether it be financial, physical, spiritual stressors, relational stressors. We have to learn to adapt, and that's what resilience allows you to do. But it's also a mindset. It's really a mindset to know that you can overcome when you're being attacked and you're being in a situation where you are dealing with hardships. You have to have the right mindset. A mindset of resilience allow you to face that obstacle or that difficulty with an understanding of who God is. And the last one is we're going to fall, and resilience allows you to bounce back up. And so these three areas is kind of what we tackled about in this idea of resilience. And it's such a powerful thing because I don't know about you, but I have pressures. I have obstacles. I have my own expectations. I put pressure on myself. What I want to accomplish in life. And then I know God has expectations, so those are pressures. I have outside friends and family that kind of push me, encourage me. And it's all these things that come, these stressors, yeah. Financial stressors, physical stressors, relational stressors that I just need to be resilient. Because if not, you give up and you stop doing. But we're called, so I can't run from God.
Yeah, I love that. You said that we all have different pressures and different stressors. And the truth is, what is our response when it comes to those things? I think that's where resilience is truly shown. That what is your response to the situation, to the stressor, to the pressure? And what comes out of you when you're in those situations of where your back is against the wall, when you don't know what to do, when you feel like going the opposite direction of where God is calling you to go, and you don't really want to do it, but what do you do in those moments? And I really think in this conversation, we can kind of break down different ways we can live out with resilience, and have an honest conversation of truly like maybe places we've been, in moments where we had to choose which way we were going to go. And I think resilience is truly shown when you decide which way you're going. And you talked about Jonah, and you related Jonah to resilience. And I love how you said this, I wrote it down. It says, you said, it's possible to have resilience in the wrong way. And that just stuck out to me because a lot of times we think resilience is the right thing to do. It's the right characteristic. It's the right choice. But the truth is we can have resilience in the wrong way. And you kind of broke it down in the life of Jonah of how he was resilient and running from God instead of toward God. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that and different situations maybe you've been in, where maybe there's been a season where you've been resilient in the wrong way.
And I love the story of Jonah. One, it's a short book to read and just really hear God's heart and compassion for humanity. And chapter one, the very first line of verse one is, Jonah, go. Go to Nineveh. And you got to understand this was difficult because Jonah was a prophet for Israel. And God was asking him to go outside of his comfort zone, go outside of his culture, go outside of what he's known to a city that he felt didn't deserve God's grace. He thought God's grace was for his people. And so when God called him, he does the opposite. He's like, nope, deuces, I'm out. I'm going to get another boat and go on another direction, far away from what God's calling me to do. And so he was persistent. He was resilient in the sense that he was determined he wasn't going to do it. And when he gets into the boat, and then they figure out there's a storm, and they're like, what did you do against God? They throw him overboard. The storm calms. He gets eaten by the big fish. Not a whale, like some people say, but a large fish. We'll go with that.
The day that I found out it was a fish and not a whale blew my mind, because all of my teachers in Sunday school church growing up, they taught me that it was a whale. And that when I read the scripture the first time as an adult, and I said, it says fish, I thought my whole life was a lie.
A large fish. Presumably a big fish, big whale that swallowed him. Yeah. And in that chapter two, he wrestles with God. He asks for forgiveness. And after 3 days, he gets back on the shore. And the next statement from God was, go, you know? And so I think a lot of times when we're resisting God, when he's called you, when he's calling you to a humanity to be his voice and his compassion, his love, we resist that. And we have resilience in our stubbornness and our own way of thinking. Like if God really wanted me to do that, he would do something else, use someone else. Wow. And so there's so many times that you can be resilient with the wrong attitude, towards the wrong purpose, towards the wrong calling. Wow. And when he finally came to his senses, he went, and the people repented immediately. He took 4 days to walk through the city, proclaiming God's truth, like, hey, if you don't repent, God's going to destroy the city. The whole city fasted and prayed. The king even issued a decree that they should all fast. The whole city was saved. And that's just amazing that God still can use our imperfections, and he also gives us second chances. But it's really a mindset. I think you have to choose to be resilient in the right way before you're in this situation. That's been my experience. I mean, when I was called here to Florida, we were helping a church, and we were getting ready to start, and it was just pause. And then the pastor went a different vision, different direction. And I was ready to run to Fort Lauderdale. I had a little palm tree on the beach there, Las Olas Boulevard. And I was like, I'm going to go claim my tree. I'm just going to move my family there. This is not working out. But my wise Holy Spirit, through my wife, spoke and said, if God tells you, we'll go. But if he doesn't, we're staying. And we ended up staying, and we persevered, and we were resilient. But I was about to run. I was about to say, it's not working out. I don't have the financial provision. It's not what I came here for. But God told us to be resilient and just to look at the situation, the pressures from his perspective and not your own feelings.
That's really good. I think that gives a lot of perspective of making the choice before you encounter the situation. Like already having your mind made up of this is the person I'm going to be when I find myself in this situation. I'm going to be the person to bounce back. I have the ability to make that decision, to be resilient in that way, and to go the right way, the way God is calling me to go. I think we could talk about a little bit about the resilience in remaining. And when we had the conversation about this message, we're like, yeah, Jonah is someone who was resilient in running, but we kind of open up scriptures like who's someone who is resilient and running like towards God, right, instead of away from God. And someone who came to our mind was Joseph. Yeah. And if you don't know the story of Joseph, you know, he goes to the pit, you know, he goes to prison, he goes to the palace. He has this whole roller coaster of a life. Mm-hmm. But he was so faithful at remaining and being resilient. And no matter what situation he found himself, he would always go to God. And that's the person I want to be. I want to be someone that when I encounter a situation that's unexpected, yeah, when I find myself in a place that I don't want to be, when I find myself in situations where people have hurt me and gone against me and put me in bad situations, What's the person I want to be? I want to be someone who's faithful to remain and be resilient and bounce back in the way that goes towards God and not away from him.
Yeah, he had so many reasons to just give up, but he remained. And when you think about it, he had a God-given dream, and he was a dreamer, and he held on to God and his truth and his word, no matter where he was at. When, I don't know about you, but when your own family attacks you and beats you up and puts you in a pit as if you were dead and then sells you, it's hard to remain. It's hard to be resilient. But the Bible says every step of his journey, he found favor with God and man because he was faithful. He remained in his truth. He remained in his calling. He remained in this idea that, hey, I'm adapting. You know, I'm going to have a mindset that God got me here. He'll see me through it. Mm. I'm going to have a bounce back. He had a bounce back from the pit, bounce back into a prison, to bounce back into the palace to be the second most powerful man of all of Egypt. But it saved all of his family, just like God promised. And so if you follow his story, it's amazing, but it's difficult. It wasn't fun. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't just this easy, peachy, rosy road of him just being allowed to live out God's dream for his life. He's the definition of resilience.
Yeah, and resilience is truly shown in the moments where you go through things that you don't want to do. I think that's that ability, yeah, that ability, that true resilience is shown in the moments that you don't want to go through, but yet you still decide to show up and you still decide to come with that attitude, to come with the right perspective, to show that you have something deeper within you, that no matter what comes against you, no matter what you go through, no matter what's going on around you, that you can have a resilience, this ability to still persevere. Yeah. And there's moments where I think where I've been resilient in the wrong way. I've been resilient in the right way. I think now we could maybe just talk about how do we know when to be resilient? And how do we know, like, if we're being resilient in the right things? Because Jonah, he was resilient and running away from God. And because he didn't want to do what God was calling him to do. Joseph was resilient and he was able to go through things that he didn't want to do, but he still went through. But like, how do we know to be resilient, that God called us to this and that we need to run towards it? Or how do we know if we're being resilient in the wrong things, of like, this is what I want to do?
Well, first of all, if God tells you to do something, you should do it. I mean, that's just pretty obvious in Jonah's case, right? But it's not maybe so obvious for us. Sometimes we're searching for calling, direction, and as we're looking on that path to go, I think it goes back to making a choice before you start, right? For example, a basketball player doesn't score 3 points all the time without practicing by himself. Hours of just shooting three-point shots and three-point shots and three-point shots. Because when you have someone in front of you blocking you, it's more difficult. But if you can get the accuracy, if you can get the practice and the discipline, then when you're faced with opposition or someone trying to take away your ball, right, your life, your calling, you're able to still follow through and make the shot. Same thing when I was a police officer. We would practice certain techniques and defenses in case we were ever in that situation. You don't wait to be in a situation to see how you're going to respond, because typically you're going to run away, or typically you're going to freeze, or you're going to just not know how to react. But if you practice through it, you're not so shocked at the moment. And I think that's what resilience is, that you can know you're doing the right thing when you're submitted to God and when he's called you, which he has. If you've given your life to God, Jesus already commanded us to go make disciples. So as we go, we should be doing what we're called to do. And it's going to be difficult. There's going to be stressors. There's going to be opposition. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be even times where we fail. Mm-hmm. And we have to determine beforehand how we're going to respond to the situation. So figuring out whether it's of God or not, that's through prayer and fasting and reading God's word and just really having a true intimate relationship with God, because you'll see God calling you to show his compassion to humanity and to go out, because your Nineveh could be your school grounds. Mm-hmm. Your Nineveh could be your home. Mm-hmm. Your Nineveh could be your workplace. Mm-hmm. Wherever God's calling you, will you go and be resilient with the good news of what Jesus did for you? And so when you look at it from that perspective, as you go, everywhere you go, we don't really choose not to be disciplined in resilience. We get to adapt, we get to have a mindset, and we get to bounce back up when we fall short.
That's something you do so well, I think, like even having a front row seat to like your life and seeing you behind the scenes, that you have this ability to be resilient no matter what circumstance you find yourself in. How is that something you developed? Like how is something like that? I know that probably doesn't come naturally, because probably not what you want to do in the moment, but if something you've like had to curate and make this discipline, how do you instill that in yourself?
Yeah, it's a daily surrender. It's just trusting God, knowing who God is. When he's called you to something, he's faithful to see you through it. Just like when he told Joseph that dream, it wasn't the dream was never going to happen. It was the process of the dream. Mm-hmm. There are pit moments. There are prison moments. There are palace moments where you get to celebrate and accomplish all that God's called you to do. And it's what you do in those moments of waiting and transition, what you do in those moments of going through life's journeys, hardships, goodships, sickness, health, pain, discomfort, all these things, you just learn to trust God through it all. And it's not something that's really taught about or talked about, but it is a discipline. It's a choice. It comes down to choose, because it's easier to run, to be honest. But I've found running, in my own experience, caused more pain to others than it was worth me just obeying. If you look at Jonah's life, he was on a boat where these men's lives were at stake, all because he chose to go the opposite direction. And he was resilient and disobedient, but he was causing other people unnecessary pain. He thought he was just deciding for himself, let alone the 120,000 people waiting to hear about God's forgiveness and grace. So when you think about it, your choices can impact thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Every decision you make, every decision you take really can impact not only your life, but people all around you. So I think for me, it's just my understanding of who God is. I know he's faithful. I know he's put me here on earth with a purpose and a calling to go make disciples. How that unpacks, what's that look like? We're all called in different directions and different areas. But it's just a choice to say, hey, I'm stressed, but I trust you. You know, even in Proverbs 3 this week in groups, we were talking about trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make that path straight. So when you acknowledge God daily, when you submit to Him daily, and you're just praying and going, and it's not easy. Trust me, I've had moments where I want to run. That's why I said, what do you want to do when you want to run, but you can't because you're called? It's really not optional, you know? And so I even think about Paul's life. Before he was Paul, he was Saul, and he was resilient with a commission from the religious leaders to go and arrest and kill people of the way. Until he had an encounter with Jesus on that Damascus road, then he was resilient to take the gospel around the world. Wow. So he was resilient in the wrong way at first, right? Killing innocent people and arresting them. But then when he encountered truth, he took that same resilience and took the gospel around the world. He wrote almost two-thirds of the Bible. So I think it's you need that encounter with Jesus. And then when you understand what resilience is, you're able to walk through it saying, okay, what do I need to adapt today to adjust? You know, think about COVID. We all had to adapt to, all of a sudden we couldn't worship together. We had to adapt to online services. We had to adapt, and we were resilient, and we're still here today. But if we hadn't been, we'd probably be doing different things with our lives. And so I think this is resilience that it seems natural, but it's everyday choice is a difficult thing. You have to be determined to know who God is and what He's calling you to do and just trust Him. And there's going to be times where you're going to fall short, and you bounce back up. And there's going to be times when you have this mindset of quitting and giving up, and you just get pushing through and pushing through and pushing through. And it's also having other people that have gone before you that encourage you in the journey as well, that they can come alongside you and say, I know it's hard right now, but just keep pressing on. Yeah. Just keep moving forward. So it's difficult. It's not an easy task to really grasp or grab, but it can be done. And when you really understand what resilience is, it's really a choice within your day of surrender, obedience, trying to do what God is compassionate about and lives for, His heartbeat. And when you just have that understanding, today, my Nineveh, man, they need to hear this gospel. They need to hear His truth. My community, my nation, nations around the world need to know that there's hope. And I think that's what spurs me on. That's what gives me this heart of resilience. And just to move forward in every circumstance, whether it be pressures, obstacles, or failures, I can trust God through it all.
It's beautiful. And I love what you said about the different moments. I want to come back to that. But you talked about, like, when you run, we often don't think about the people that we're also going to hurt. Mm. And or overlooking the people that we're going to affect. And I think it's really important that we kind of evaluate that when we're making our choices. A lot of times, especially in the world we live in, we think the world only revolves around us. Right. But it isn't like that everything we do affects someone else. Right. That the choices you make have an impact on the world around you. And I think if we do run from what God's called us to do, we're really overlooking the people that He wants to impact and influence through our life. And that there's people on the other side of us waiting for our yes, waiting for us to show up, waiting for us to go. That if Jonah didn't actually go, this whole city wouldn't be saved. So I can't help but think, is like, who are the people on the other side waiting? And while I'm running, that I'm affecting right now, that there's things that God might be speaking to me right now, maybe speaking to you as you're listening. Hey, you need to do this. You need to go be a part of this. You need to develop this in your life right now. You need to focus on this area. And if you don't, who's waiting on the other side for you to do it? Who's the people that are being, who are the people that are being overlooked? Who are the people that will not even be affected? I think we have this conversation often, and being in ministry, it's a lot of work. It's hard work, but it's worth it just for one person. And sometimes we have conversations like, if we would have never done that one group meeting on that one day, that one person didn't show up, they might not even be alive right now. Like, we've heard stories of people, like real life people, that if they didn't show up on that event or that gathering at that one moment in time, they wouldn't be alive. So it's like, if we decided to not show up and not be resilient and not do the hard work and continually outpour and believe that God's going to do something, and if we chose to run the other way, if you chose to run a Fort Lauderdale, we don't know the lives that would be affected and maybe not even be here. And so I think it's humbling to think about of there truly is purpose to the things we do. There truly is purpose, even if it's just for one person. Maybe it's for your one child right now. Maybe it's for that one coworker, the one neighbor. Maybe it is for a city, and that's beautiful. But what is the thing God is calling you to do? And if you choosing to run is more important to you than the other people that are waiting on the other side of it, I think we have to evaluate and say, I might be living with the wrong priorities.
Right. And I think even Joseph probably was tempted to run, but he had the keys to the prison. Like, he could unlock the door and escape. Like, he was given so much favor and so much trust that he had the keys to his jail. Wow. And he remained, right? In the pit, when he was being sold, he could have tried to escape and run, but he just went. You know, in the palace, he just was leading with qualities of God's characteristics because he remained. And so you have to understand that there are some things that you think that you should do, but they're just not beneficial. Like, he could have said, unlock, bye, I'm gone, but he remained. And he went to the place that God called him to because he had this dream, he had this vision, he had this word from God that was like that fire in his bone the prophet talks about that he just couldn't let go of, you know? And so I think it's when you have these encounters, I often joke with people, if I've never met Jesus fully and had a one-on-one relationship with him, I'd probably be dead or in prison myself, just knowing myself. But because of that, that's what I do each and every day and every moment of my life, because I had this true encounter like Paul on this road where it's like, if I'm going to be a follower of Christ, I can't persecute the one who died for me. I have to live for him and let him work in and through my insecurities, my doubts, my past, and allow me to accomplish things that I didn't even think were possible. You know, now we're going into year 18 here in September, and it's as a church, and it's amazing because there's been so many obstacles, so many delays, so many waiting, so many moments of frustrations or financial pressures or relationship pressures and different difficulties, sickness and COVID, and I mean, just everything you can think of.
Yeah, you name it, you've been through it.
Yeah, yeah. I've been through it, but here I am standing or sitting here with you talking, having this conversation, saying, choose resilience. Mm-hmm. You know, I would challenge you, no matter where you are in life, you can choose to ask Jesus to come and to be part of your journey, to be your all, to be your everlasting life. And then from there, wherever you go, just talk about his goodness. Talk about how good and faithful. When you don't have the money in the bank account, talk about his goodness and his faithfulness. When you're looking at cancer in the eyes, talk about his goodness and his faithfulness. When you're dealing with hardships and obstacles, tell the word, he's compassionate, he's good, he loved you so much, he gave his son for you. And so that's what motivates me. That's what spurs me on. That's what encourages me that there are people on the other side of our yes to resilience that are waiting to know that they're loved, that they're cared for, that God's sending me to remind them that they have purpose and they can turn from their wickedness and just live a life with him and through him. It's so, for me, resilience is so encouraging. I get so much more out of it. Is it difficult? Yes. It's not fun to deal with stressors. It's not fun to deal with these mindsets, these wars in our minds that we have to deal with on the daily. And it's never fun to fall short and fail and try to get back up. But when you do, when you bounce back up and you have this heart, you know, I was sharing my favorite animated character is Tigger, because he's bouncy. He's always happy, and he's trying to encourage everywhere he goes. He's just grabbing people and just taking them on this bouncy journey with him. And I love that about him, because he's, no matter what, he just says, let's bounce, let's get through it, let's go through life. And I think when we understand who Jesus is, we can bounce back up. We can look at our mind and say, not today, devil. I'm not going to be negative. I'm not going to think about the past. I'm just going to trust God. And you're going to just be resilient and then learn to adapt. I think you have to change and grow and adapt in all circumstances to be successful and to be moving forward. Because once again, God's calling us to go, not to sit, not just to receive, but to go and make disciples. It's a calling. It's a mandate, really, what Jesus, before he ascended, said to do, go. Just like he told Jonah, go. Yeah. He's calling each and every one of us that know him to go and be resilient. And do not stop sharing his goodness and grace until he returns.
Yeah, maybe we can end with this. No matter what moment you find yourself in, you have a choice to be resilient, to run, to remain. And I want to encourage those listening right now, maybe fighting a lot of pressures and stressors, finding yourself facing a lot of obstacles, and you really truly need to find that ability to bounce back, to persevere, to keep on going, this resilience deep down in your soul that God has called you to something. Just because you find yourself in that moment doesn't mean that's forever. Right. That life is full of highs and lows. And there's good seasons, there's mountaintops, there's valleys, there's pits, there's palaces, there's prisons. There's different moments. There's moments in the belly of the whale, and there's moments where a whole city is saved. You know, whatever you find yourself in doesn't mean that that's forever. Right. That don't just focus so much on this moment that you choose to give up, because there's so much more to come. That God, it has a purpose for your life. God has called you to something, and he's calling you to something. So stop running, yeah. Remain in him, trust in him, choose to be resilient, run to him. Don't resist, but truly run and persevere, following him every day of your life. I think those are the people we need to be, resilient people, willing to adapt, ready to bounce back, and choosing Jesus in every step of the way. This is the Floodgates Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sharing today. Such a great conversation.
My privilege.
And we'll see you next episode. Continue to live it by faith, be known by love, and be a beacon of hope.